This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame said on Friday Rwandan forces will help secure and rebuild areas of northern Mozambique destroyed by an Islamist insurgency as officials begin encouraging civilians to return to the gas-rich region. The United Nations has warned of continuing militant threat in Cabo Delgado, where Rwandan forces are patrolling burnt-out streets once besieged by the militants. Kagame said, quote, the mission of Rwandan troops in Mozambique continues, adding, the new action should be to guarantee security in the liberated areas until reconstruction is finished. He says the troops will stay until October 9th. Allied Rwandan, Mozambican troops in July moved to recapture parts of northern Cabo Delgado, an area hosting $60 billion worth of gas projects that the militants have been attacking since 2017. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday deepened his bid to cement American leadership of a, quote, stable Indo-Pacific in the face of rising China with the first in-person summit of the regional Quad group. Meeting in the White House, Biden and the leaders of Australia, India, and Japan are discussing their COVID vaccines drive, regional infrastructure, climate change, and securing supply chains for the vital semiconductors used in computer technology. A senior U.S. official told reporters, while China is not officially on the agenda, the Quad will stress that backing for a, quote, free and open Asia. For Washington, the meeting also marks another step to reviving a U.S. focus on diplomatic efforts following its dramatic exit from the 20-year Afghanistan war. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.